2 dozen people drag a massive net that stretches across the clear waters of the Salmon River. They're helping round up dozens of red sockeye salmon that can't make it back to Redfish Lake.
So as we're dragging the net, the one thing you need to keep...
Mike Peterson gives the group instructions. He's a biologist with Idaho Fish and Game. He heads up the preservation effort of sockeye here at the Sawtooth Hatchery. He's got his wetsuit and goggles on because on this day, he's in the water to make sure no sockeye escapes under the long net. Peterson had predicted 1,000 sockeye would return to Idaho this year. That's below the 1,355 that returned to Idaho from the Pacific Ocean a year ago.
I would say we'd like to bump our number up to 1,100. So we're going to be just under 2010, but survival rates vary from year to year when these fish migrate out as juveniles.
Got another 30, so you got 120.
The sockeye roundup is critical in figuring out those survival rates. Idaho Fish and Game Hatcheries manager Jeff Heindel is one of the volunteers. He's watched this event grow since it started in 2003.
We always have a handful of sockeye that swim 900 miles back to this structure, and they just hang out below the weir. So it's pretty easy to get a group of folks together, some long seines. We're going to stretch that seine across the river, loop it around, and, you know, I suspect we're going to see 50 or 60 sockeye.
This week, the endangered sockeye have exceeded Heindel's prediction. Volunteers collected more than 130 returning adult sockeye in less than 2 hours. The fish are pulled from the Salmon River in nets and plopped into large tanks mounted on truck beds. Heindel is pleased with the numbers, a feeling shared by most here who once thought sockeye might have been lost 20 years ago.
These folks have spent their entire career working for the agency and have never seen or held an anadromous sockeye salmon. This is pretty big.
It's an indication that all the hard work is slowly paying off. John Respis and his wife are traveling the country from North Carolina. They were passing through Stanley and just happened upon the sockeye roundup.
And the fact that they're so endangered and to see this many people working to try to save the fish is quite a moving experience.
Respis and his wife take photos they say they'll share with their photography club back home.
Even though these are not award-winning photographs, of course, we've taken, but it'd be interesting to show our club and kind of bring them to awareness of what we've been made aware of in the last few days, particularly today, seeing this.
But the sockeye roundup isn't limited to tourists. Barbara Gugel is one of 63 people who live in Stanley. She came out to watch the roundup and instead ended up helping out for the first time.
I mean, how would we want to lose the bald eagle? How do we want to let that go extinct? We wouldn't, right? I mean, the same thing. We can't let the sockeye salmon go extinct.
These sockeye are measured, tagged, and taken by truck to Redfish Lake to spawn naturally. They're part of a growing number of sockeye that biologists have let reproduce at the lake instead of the Eagle Hatchery near Boise. The hatchery was an attempt to preserve the genetics of the dozen or so native sockeye back in the 90s who survived the 900-mile trip past 8 dams to Idaho's lakes and rivers. But these biologists know the 1,100 sockeye expected this year is still a fraction of the nearly 30,000 that once migrated back to Redfish Lake each year. In Stanley, Idaho, I'm Aaron Koontz.